Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Robert Wright's. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you feel a little exposed?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of those books that peers right into the parts of yourself you'd rather not examine too closely. It uses evolutionary psychology to explain why we do what we do, from falling in love to picking a fight. And the central idea is pretty unsettling. Our highest morals might just be fancy costumes for genetic self-interest.
Right? And Wright doesn't just throw that out there as a provocation. He builds a whole framework. He starts with this selfish gene idea from Dawkins, but then he shows how that selfishness actually drives altruism, love, even morality. It's the opposite of what we tell ourselves.
Exactly.
We like to think we're rational decision makers, but he argues our minds are really a collection of specialized modules shaped in the Pleistocene. That's our environment of evolutionary adaptedness. Our brains are still running software designed for small hunter-gatherer bands, even though we're now living in skyscrapers.
And the part that really got me was how he applies this to relationships. I mean, romantic love? He basically says it's a commitment device. A biological trick to keep parents together long enough to raise a helpless baby. The highs of new love, just a chemical bond.
And the lows of heartbreak are the price for that bond breaking. But it gets even more specific. He talks about parental investment theory. Women invest more biologically in each child, so they evolve to be selective about mates, looking for resources, status, and commitment. Men, on the other hand, can potentially father many kids with low investment, so they evolve to compete for status and seek variety.
Which sounds like a justification for bad behavior, but Wright insists it's not a political statement. It's a biological reality that explains a lot. Like why men get jealous about sexual infidelity, because they can never be 100% sure a child is theirs. And women get more jealous about emotional infidelity, because they fear losing their partner's resources to another woman.
And neither of those feelings are conscious calculations. They feel absolutely real and justified. But the book's most disturbing idea might be self-deception. If it's in our genetic interest to appear altruistic, then it's also in our interest to believe we really are altruistic. The best liar believes their own lie.
Yeah. The ambitious politician who thinks he's serving the public good, the executive who thinks his ruthlessness is necessary for survival. They're not lying, they genuinely believe it. Our minds are constantly constructing flattering narratives, and we buy them.
So then, how can we have any genuine morality? Wright's answer is that morality itself evolved because it was useful. In small groups, individuals who cooperated and reciprocated survived better. So we have emotions like gratitude to encourage repaying favors, guilt to discourage cheating, and righteous indignation to punish those who break the social contract.
It's like a system of social accounting. And I loved how he used Darwin's own life as a case study. He shows how even Darwin was driven by these unconscious forces, his ambition, his relationship with his wife, even his grief over losing his daughter. It makes the theory feel so personal.
That's the genius of the book. It doesn't just leave you feeling cynical, though. Wright argues that understanding the evolutionary origins of our morality can actually make us more moral. By recognizing our natural biases and self-deceptions, we can use our conscious minds to override those automatic programs.
So the takeaway for me is we're not the rational, transparent beings we think we are. We're complex, conflicted animals, and accepting that uncomfortable truth is the first step to being truly moral. It's liberating in a weird way.
It really is.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. The book's whole point is that we can't escape our evolutionary wiring, but we can learn to see it. And that seeing is the beginning of real freedom. We'll see you in the next one.